Good morning, all. The open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for the 29th day of September 2022 will come to order. You have a late submitted document. Madam Vice Chair.
I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider the late submission of agenda documents number 22-49A and 22-49B.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair. Discussion of the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Let me turn the floor over to Commissioner Broussard for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good morning to everyone. Last week, the agency had its first opportunity to celebrate Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Week, led by the council. And I think, and I'm pretty sure that my colleagues agree that this was an overall success. And I think it was worthy for us to say thank you specifically to the council members for the innovation that you brought to the program. The commissioners that you see sitting here, we all participated in a panel at various stages. We had a wonderful film, small film, that was led by Commissioner Weintraub and staff, and the chairman and the vice chair and myself were on a panel also at the start of the program. And I'd like to say thank you to each of my colleagues and my colleagues on the camera for the support that you would have had shown during this week. It means a lot to know that the agency is committed to the goals of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So I say thank you very much to the leaders of those programs, and I look forward to supporting it in years to come. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. We have one matter that remains on our agenda this morning after a flurry of work this week. And that is Advisory Opinion 2022-20, Maggie for New Hampshire. You're joined by counsel, Ms. Waldstreicher for the commission, and Ms. Lopez, and I believe Mr. Madoc as well. From the Elias Law Firm for the requester. I want to make one just note for the record before we jump in, which is our statute requires us to open advisory opinions for a public comment period of 20 days. Unfortunately, that period runs tomorrow, meaning that while I'm hoping we can have a productive conversation and answer any questions the commissioners may have, we will be unable, as a matter of law, to take a vote today. Though I do intend, Ms. Lopez, to circulate drafts on tally tomorrow. With that, Council, Ms. Waldstreicher, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda documents 2249A and 2249B are two alternative draft responses to an advisory opinion request submitted by Maggie for New Hampshire, the Principal Campaign Committee for Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire. The requester asks whether short code text messages containing links to split it fundraising pages, which allow contributors to make contributions to multiple political committees simultaneously, would be in-kind contributions to the committees listed on those pages. Draft A concludes that the proposed text messages will be in-kind contributions when they contain any of the types of content described in the content standards at 11 CFR section 109.21 C2-5, because they will satisfy all three prongs of the coordinated communication test. Draft B concludes that they will not be in-kind contributions because they will not be public communications and therefore will not satisfy the content prong of the coordinated communication test. We have not received any comments on the request, and we received one comment on the drafts from the requester. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Counselor. Colleagues, any questions?
Can I just
Madam General Counsel, please.
Thank you. One clarification, the comment period is 10 days. I believe you said it was 20 days. I just wanted to correct that.
I appreciate that. I misspoke. It happens with some regularity. Any questions for the Office of General Counsel or for Counselor's requesters? Commissioner Broussard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My question is for counsel for the requesters, and it specifically goes, would a mass mailing sent only to the people that have affirmatively, excuse me. And do I need to speak up for you, Ms. Lopez, or leaning in? Okay, let's do it like this. Would a mass mailing sent only to the people that have affirmatively subscribed to the committee's mailing list not be a public communication under the Act and Commission regulations?
Give me just a moment, Commissioner. That's a good question. I just want to pull up the definition, so I'm not answering your question in the abstract. Give me one moment. Because I know that is a defined term. Okay. So I would, as a practitioner, I haven't considered this question before, so it's new to me. As a practitioner, I would defer to the plain text of the regulation, which, absent further guidance from the commission, right, I would say the regulation makes clear that more than 500 pieces of mail of substantially similar nature within any 30-day period is a public communication. And I think that regulation promulgated by the commission is common. It makes sense to me because mass mailing doesn't really operate that way, right? There's no mechanism that I know of to consent affirmatively to receive political committee mail. It's not something that happens in practice. I think if the facts and circumstances in the regulated community change, that's something that someone could confer an advisory opinion on, right? I don't have any knowledge of that, of people consenting to receive mail. So I think the regulation currently makes sense because it generally is to the general public, to an audience that way. It's not the kind of thing where people are opting in to receive mass mailings.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Council. Further questions? All right. Thank you very much, Council. Appreciate you coming. We will endeavor to get an answer to you and votes done tomorrow at the expiration of the 10-day period. My thanks again to Council for the clarification. I believe that exhausts our very brief agenda for this morning. Madam Deputy, sorry, there's some very excited gesticulation from Council in the room, which the rest of you online are missing. Madam Deputy Staff Director, are there any administrative matters requiring the Commission's attention this morning?
There are no such matters.
Thank you very much. This open meeting is adjourned.